Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Hey guys, it's Freddie from the Rebus Podcast. You probably know that because you're about to listen to the podcast. But all I want to say is, for the last 5 weeks, I've rapped to you in many different mediums saying get 8 free beers and 2 free snacks by clicking the link below. Some of you still aren't doing it. Thousands and thousands and thousands listen to this each week. Click the fucking link and you will get free beer. Surely you are, I mean, most of you are publicly educated. And by publicly educated, I mean public school. Not on the public system, because that would be a nightmare. But that's by the by. Click the link in the bio and get 8 free beers and 2 free snacks now. Fuck, man.
More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies. More lies, more lies, more lies, more lies, more lies. More lies, more lies, more lies. More lies.
Come and get less with me. All the pints are bloody free. Have I told you I've got a high basic salary? Making money, now that's the key.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 161 of the Rebus Podcast. Last week I was joined by a sprightly, young, open-eyed Mr. Archie Curzon. This week, you've changed colour slightly. You look slightly jaded. Are you okay?
I mean, like the first week has felt like a bit of an emon.
What do you mean by an emon?
Like an exercise every minute in CrossFit, but you know, like it's something every hour. It's a lunch, it's a breakfast, it's a business course, a Zoom meeting, it's a coffee, it's drinks. It's been intense, but you know, I'm match fit. I knew going into this silly season, I was going to be okay for that first couple of weeks. Where I'm going to get tested is that last couple of weeks. You know, that's where fitness really shows. But yeah, the first week is fine. I feel like I haven't really got into my stride yet. I've had some wonderful days. I mean, the first day, for example, was a breakfast that actually went into a lunch that went into a dinner with a client.
Jesus.
Started at the Wolsey, and then next thing we know, it's 1:30. We're at the Ned eating oysters. And in the evening, we dined at Hawksmoor.
Oh my God. Who picked up the bill for that?
And drinks at Archer Street Wine Bar in Soho, which was brilliant. A brilliant way.
Did you get the deal over the line from that, surely?
Of course I got that deal in.
Thank God.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the night, we shook hands. I picked up the tab and we just agreed, are we going to do this? And from what I could tell, I mean, he was very, very drunk. He was like, yes. But then I also took some pretty dark photos of what he did on the night. So I sent that via email the next day and he was more than happy to oblige with the deal.
So you blackmailed him?
No, I didn't blackmail him. I just said, look at you pulling that girl. Aren't you mad? What would your wife think? As a joke, laughing face. Yeah. Ha, 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 ha.
Suddenly deal.
And then I was like, I'm guessing for what you said last night, we're doing a deal. And he just wrote thumbs up, sick emoji. So, it's early days. Obviously, your match fitness gets tested. But at the moment, look, I feel great. I feel great. I feel like I'm performing. And look, the chassis is taking a little bit of a beating. But that's always going to happen in that first week. It's unconditioned to that much lash continually. But I feel strong, mate. I feel strong. The thing is, I go into the office, Clodis, and I see people and they're a little bit tired and they're complaining about being out for 3 nights in a row. And I just say, guys, can we just bloody crack on?
We're just at the start.
We've
got
business to do.
Yeah.
When I'm not lashing, I'm taking on a lot of fluid and spending a lot of time on my foam roller.
Well, that's good. I mean, obviously, you just talked about your highlight of week one, which was your 14-hour day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then drinks. Were you ever tempted in that 14-hour stint?
Sorry, not to interrupt you.
Yeah, go on.
But I mean, look, I don't have a favorite. You know, my clients like my children. Right, okay. No, I don't have a particular favourite.
Okay, we're taking that from, you know, as an example. 14 hours on the piss. Were you ever tempted for a relapse? Last year you had a bit of a problem.
No, not at all. Listen, I'm mentally strong this year.
Good.
I mean, look, I'm a titan of the business world, and all I really need to rely on is a good bit of alcohol and a lot of bloody good chat. And luckily, I can handle my beerios, and I've got bloody good banter to back it up.
Archie, lots of people are still messaging in on the Rugby Biz account every single hour, being like, can we get some more advice, more advice? Lots of rookies having their first ever city season. They're nervous, a bit like being a fresher.
Basically, they want
another one.
Yeah.
While I've just pressed the button, can I just say a big shout out to Helly Hansen? I think people absolutely love that button.
Helly Hansen jackets for the guy who knows where he's going.
And also, we are still trying to get
Coutts Bank, the best bank to bank with.
If anyone at Coutts is listening, please. We got way more options on that button. We can do other stuff with Coutts.
Yeah. Actually, we would quite like Coutts to get in touch. But Archie, lots of people obviously saying, come on, Arch, give us a tiny bit of guidance.
So this is kind of like a new section.
Well, not really, but if you wanted to be.
Yeah, let's hit a jingle.
Yo, these are Archie Curves and Silly Season Tips. Without reason, without treason, without leaving, I'm leading my clients to lunch without paying. Sleeping with all the hot girls, I'm just saying. Blackmailing all my clients and then they're paying me up to get me more money ever before I got. Silly season.
This week's silly season tip is simple. I find having a good, strong phone roller is brilliant for the times when you're not with clients or entertaining. You can lie back on that and squeeze out some of the lash, leaving you a little bit more room for when you need to lash more.
So
that was a lovely section. Short but sweet.
Short but sweet, yeah, yeah. But impactful. Hopefully the listeners...
You can only really do that section in December.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, it was called Silly Season Tips.
I couldn't have two silly seasons in a year.
No,
although this year we kind of have with World Cup
We have. And then the Six Nations is only about a month away at the other side.
Knackering. Don't get me started, mate. Let me enjoy this silly season first. Let me enjoy 2023.
Okay, sorry.
Just let me enjoy it, please.
I will do. We even forgot about New Year in between.
Oh, my God. Yeah, New Year. Don't. Let me just enjoy
okay,
this.
Okay, I'll let you enjoy
let
it.
Let me be present.
Okay, sorry. Well,
let me just enjoy this 2023.
I'll let you enjoy
I've had a bloody good year. Let me enjoy this quarter.
I don't want to talk about Q1.
Don't want to talk about Q2. Don't want to talk about Q3. Don't actually want to talk about October. Don't want to talk about November. Just want to talk about December.
You'll be
silly
present
season.
In silly season. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, talking about being present.
Can I just take a deep breath and just be a bit more present? Do you mind?
Yeah, go for it.
What's up? Oh, thanks. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, that got cool. A bit hectic there, didn't it?
No, it did.
That's what happens in silly season. Can get a bit mental.
Interesting to see you go back into a meditative state. I haven't seen you do that in a couple of months. Actually, talking about that, you haven't really given us a meditative quote
in
a while.
It's interesting. We are trying to get a Finn Russell on for the Christmas show.
We are.
And I've been amongst, you know, singing Nickelback, O-Town, down to his Instagram. One of the things I did write to the other day is I just said to him,
the pin will drop. But can you hear it? Maybe you step on it, and then you feel it.
Okay.
I actually feel really good.
And
I've been doing a lot of meditating between the fury of silly season. That's really helping me get through it.
Okay, yeah. Right. Well, should we bring on today's guest? Because we are joined
by
an incredible legend of the rugby world and also now probably and possibly the most famous celebrity trainer in the world. A-listers galore. You also know him from the bike ride.
Yeah, listen, Mel is a top, top boy. Like, he comes from a rugby background, and when you have a rugby background, it's very rare you're a shit lad. And I can tell you now, Mel Dean is... He's the fire emoji. If he was a fire emoji, he'd probably be 3 to 5 fire emojis.
Wow, that's
how
a lot.
Good he is.
It's a lot. You don't normally give that many away. So.
I mean, I guess it's my turn to say, onside. Chat, you look unbelievable. Is that an HD camera or...
Lads, there are some microphones you've got there. They are fabulous.
Yeah,
thank you. It's the only way to do a podcast these days with a pink and golden microphone. Mel, how are you? Your lid looks incredible. You're sort of very radiant.
Well, I was in Bermuda there for 10 days.
Oh, how the others live?
How was Bermuda?
No, it was just I was there with the Irish Classics. I was out to play, but. Because, needless to say, I did a lot of cycling in the last while. I did a bit of running and I pulled my calf and I couldn't play. And the boys thought it was a piss take that I went to Bermuda to play. I pulled it in the warm-up and they're like, yeah. You pulled it in the warm-up, yeah, whatever. But I genuinely pulled it. The ground was very soft and, yeah, I get a little tweak in the calf and I had the piss ripped out of me basically for for the 10 days.
Who won the classic, Mel? Who won the classic?
The Argy Bargies.
They are good.
They're all in pretty good shape, aren't they? They are beautiful.
They love tournament rugger.
Yeah. Le Guzman. Yeah. Was Le Guzman playing?
No.
Okay.
No. He's a very serious man.
He's a very good looking guy.
He is good looking. I've got a lot of respect for him.
There was a lot of lads that were out on the tear, to say the least, out there. They described it as a like a stag do, but with rugby thrown in the middle of it, which is difficult. Well, yeah.
Clapham are sending a team next year.
Really?
Yeah, the Clapham Classics.
is that what you'd want your stag do to be?
That's the idea, is I try and get engaged before that, and then that would be my stag.
That would be a stag. Yeah, so just like rugger and a bit of piss. Yeah. That would be incredible. Yeah. Well, I should say to all the listeners, we are obviously delighted to be joined by ex-Harlequins Connaught Sale centre, Mel Dean, almost Ireland, essentially Ireland, I'll say Ireland, especially in the classics. But then nowadays, you live in South West London, you're a fitness instructor. I mean, after all those years of getting beaten up on the pitch, you're finally living the dream. How is it?
It's good, yeah. I mean, I enjoy training people. It's a passion, you know. If I think if you're enthusiastic about something, and I really do like annoying people, and it's a great way to annoy people, you know. Obviously, it's a bit boring to give them the wrong numbers, but it works every time. If they're struggling and you give them two numbers less, yeah, it's just you know, because it's the top 2 inches that we're working on as well. You know what I mean? It's not just reps.
You know.
Yeah,
your mind.
It's your mind, and actually, I have to say thanks to Mel, because Mel was one of the celebrities that was on the bike ride for the Kenny Logan Challenge, and spending time with Mel, just the 2 minutes he gave me on the bike before he scuttled off. I don't know if it was my chat or whether I was going too slow, but the 2 minutes of nugget he gave me, I've put that into practice in the city, and the results have been phenomenal.
Incredible. You
know, not only have I seen the nuggets Mel gave, and I won't say it now because I know Mel's releasing a book in 2025, but those two nuggets really did like put me on the path to success, and actually my success had an incremental factor on the market.
Yeah.
So in a way, Mel Dean has made the market more buoyant.
Well, you said for the first time ever you're hoping to take off the whole of December due to your success this Q4.
Well, it's silly season. I'll be out most of the time entertaining clients, but yeah, literally, I mean, no, I'll be taking a foot right off the gas. Not in the gym, Mel. Not in the gym. I'll be putting extra time in the gym. Yeah.
Well, we're talking about the gym. Did you ever want to be a fitness instructor?
I looked into it because, you know, when Mel will say, you know, I'm in incredible shape, like shredded to the nines. And I thought, you know, what I could deliver on Instagram, I thought, yeah, I could definitely do it. But then, you know, the city came and I love wearing a suit and holding a phone to my ear. So it's just not the same. If holding a phone to your face, I like holding it to the ear. So
I think you used to like the longer ones. Remember the old Nokia you'd pull down? Yeah. It just seemed a bit more important. I don't know.
There are still some Uber drivers rocking that. And when I get into the Uber and they have that old style earpiece, I'm like, yeah, I respect you.
Respect.
I'm tipping you. I don't even care if you go the wrong way. I'm tipping you. That's impressive. And the guy's like on the phone, he's like, do you mind if I just have this conversation? I'm like, no, knock it out of the park. I can see what you're doing. You're doing two businesses at once. You're driving me home, you're making money, but you're also talking to your friend and you're probably scheming some money as well. So fair play. £10. There you go.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Mel, talking about that MND bike ride with Archie, what were your highlights of that? I mean, obviously you're getting to meet this ridiculous man alongside me, but apart from that, were there any good nights together?
I'm sure you will agree, Arch, that it was a money can't buy experience. I know you're pedaling your balls off for the duration and walking and your feet are sore or whatever, but you got to chat, have a giggle, even though there's that camaraderie that you're both, everyone's in pain and you just have to get through it, and you've had that experience together. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And especially the like police escort down the Champs-Élysées aft, and the sun shining, and we obviously made pals.
Yeah, me and Mel became very close. I took him and Foxy under my wing, it was an incredible experience. The only thing that just got me a little bit annoyed, but I've sort of brought up with Kenny, is that I was promised a roommate with Kirsty Gallagher, and that didn't happen.
I actually said that to Foxy on the group. And they said the roomies, they announced the roomies or whatever. And I was with Foxy, and I was like, I messaged Foxy immediately. I mean, that's the golden ticket there, Foxy, rooming with here, you know what I mean? Rooming with me, giggles all around. And he went, no, Mel, the golden ticket is rooming with Kirsty. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
I did bring it up to Kirsty and said, "Look, I think there's been some mistake. Do you not want to room with Gabby Logan? Do you want to room with me?" And she said, "I think just better for team morale. It's probably better if we don't." And I
and
said,
safety.
"Fair enough." Yeah.
Well, what was it like sharing with Foxy? I mean, you must have felt like the safest guy in the country with an SBS guy, but also I can imagine he has some weird habits at night.
I don't know if I was that safe because I drove him mental. Foxy was like, oh, Jesus sake.
Talking about celebs, Mel, you've trained and you do train a boatload of celebs. I mean, give us some names. I've seen the likes of Rio, Kirsty Gallagher, Nick Frost, etc. Anyone else on the cards at the moment?
Jamie Dornan. I trained this morning. I get a lot of weird shit for Jamie, I tell you. All these fans of Jamie, he's a top lad. We always have a good giggle. And I pretend, obviously, we're separated at birth, you know, because we're so alike.
I can see that.
Wait a second, whoa. There was a laugh there right away. Okay. It could easily have happened, separated at birth. But and Keith Wood gave me a call because I put up a thing like twins. You know, the Arnie and Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
I put up as if we were twins and I put that picture beside because, you know, I said, I saw his missus, Millie, coming across the road there. It was maybe a month or so ago. And I said, Millie didn't recognize me initially. And then I saw her realize, oh, it's Mel or whatever. And then I saw her look me up and down, Jamie, and I think she was a little bit disappointed that she was with the second sexiest man in Richmond. You know what I mean? She's married to you. And then he looked at me and he said, huh? He said, I got sexiest man in the world on two separate years. I was like, but not the sexiest man in Richmond. Okay, just leave it there. I'll just leave it there for him.
how does Jamie Dornan get in contact with you, Mel? Is that just it through sort of the grapevine? They're like, there's one guy killing it in Richmond with a chassis to die for, and he's letting other people into the secrets.
I was actually Niall Horan. I trained Niall Horan as well from One Direction, but he said that Jamie was moving into Richmond, and I was actually just cycling along in Richmond, and he was on the phone outside Lululemon, and then he put the phone down. So I just said, Jamie, how are you doing? I'm Mel, and I train people around in Richmond Rugby Club there, and I train Nilo, and he said that you're going to be moving into Richmond, and he's trying to give you a shout. And he went, you train Nilo? Yeah. He said, don't you do anything on his legs? I was like, whoa, he's going to fit in all right.
So obviously Archie can never stop talking about the wonderful land of Clapham, but it seems like Richmond is the place to be where all these big celebs are living. I mean, you're the only famous person in Clapham. I can't even call you famous.
Foxy's in Clapham.
Foxy's in Clapham, but Foxy's kind of past SBS. You know, not that many people are watching his TV shows anymore. We're talking about One Direction. We're talking about film stars here.
I have first say who moves into Clapham, and a lot of those guys are denied. Okay, right. They've got more followers or they're better shape. I say no.
Right. But you'll have Foxy in.
I have Foxy in. Yeah, he covers a different market. He's bigger, broader. You know, the women that are into him are not into me. So you know, very very different.
Who's been the hardest to train? I mean, you train Nick Frost. They look like a sort of unsuccessful venture throughout his life. He's a big old boy.
He's a top man. He battled some demons and he's lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
he has lost a lot. And but his knees are a bit goose, but he's a top man. Honestly, you'd love him. I said because he was fairly hefty, I can recognize in a face when it's out of oxygen because they give you a look that says, do not give me another rep of anything. But I was like, so I could realize that I wasn't actually killing him. I said, could you get me some sort of a heart rate monitor so I can know that I'm in some sort of bandwidth that I'm not actually killing you? Would that be okay? And he was like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So he got the watch or whatever. And then during the next session, I was looking at him. I was thinking, ooh, he's under a bit of stress. So I said, you just give me a ballpark where you are heart rate wise. And he looked at the watch like this and he went, four figures can't be right. I was like, holy shit, I'm going to kill him. But it was very funny. So those kind of things really made me chuckle. And actually, when I knew we were going to get on with Nick Frost, when he said, I'm not sure is it Utah that is maybe one of the highest cities in the world for altitude wise. So you're under altitude pressure immediately in this place. I'm not sure if it's that, but I'm guessing. And he said he was in a hotel once and he had to abandon a wank because he was out of breath.
That is brilliant.
So I was like, he's going to get on all right in here. Yeah. He's going to get on all right.
We're looking at Archie's body here. He thinks you can't do anything to help it, but he's hoping one day maybe to try and get some retribution against Alex Payne. He fought him last year. He got destroyed in the ring. Is there anything you could do? Like, what would you start on? What would you do to improve that?
The big dog himself. I may... Just pulling your arm across like that. I'd probably put a little bit more of an upper body on him and a bit of an arse, just to make him a bit more of a power pack.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? As long as he's throwing those punches from his toes, you know, he's getting into them. Yeah, definitely. That's
Because, Mel, we're about to go into your rugby career, but obviously you were a legend of the game. And obviously I'm coming to the back end of my semi-professional rugby career. And now what I'm looking to do next year is really pack on the pounds. I'm the fly half. They call me the maestro because I orchestrate the back line. But I
can see you're a piano player rather than a piano pusher.
Yes.
I can definitely
That's the way I've sort of lived my life. But now I'm looking to put a bit of bulk on. What I want to do is sort of be Goody-esque, but with muscle, not with a belly. Right.
What era Goody are you talking about? Current Goody?
I'm talking...
Prime Goody.
Goody Leicester. Mel would have played against... You played against Goody many times.
Honestly. I have a funny story about Welford Road when... at the time I was at Quinn's and they were saying all week, just send me in on top of Goody. When I play, I didn't mind tackling. I like tackling. So I'd throw myself into people. So I generally, there was a bit of a collision. So Mark Evans was coaching at the time and he kept saying the whole week, we're going to pull it up. We're going to send Mel in. This is the first like kickoff for the week. So they said it the whole week long, put it up and I plow Goody just so to put him off for the start of the game. And Andy Dunn, 9-10, bang, kick it up in the air. And I was just, it was said the whole week. And I was like, yeah, that's about right. And then I stopped looking at the ball and I just ran balls out. Boom, boom. And I hit him. And then when I looked around, then the ball dropped. He was literally nowhere near the ball. And the boys laugh about it and say I tackled him when the ball was still going up. And Welford Road went, rah, get off. And I was like, eh. But I wasn't a dirty player at all, but I'd be aggressive, but I wasn't dirty. You know what I mean? So I hopefully that held me in good stead, but they wanted me off altogether.
Well, did you get a yellow card or were that the good old days?
No, because I looked around for the ball and I looked like I was trying to play, honestly, but then everyone was literally laughing as we're walking back as if, oh my God, that was horrendous, man.
That was the good old days of rugby and the world, actually. That was when you could get away with stuff. You could say what you wanted
back.
To say. Bring them back. Bring back 2000. Oh, take me back to boarding school.
Yeah, I'd be gone there for that now, wouldn't you? Get done for any old shot.
Oh, God, yeah. Well, Mel,
I'm actually going down to Quinn's on the 1st.
Are you?
The sale game. So, just about to... I'm actually training with them soon. Or when this comes out, I'm going to train with them.
Well, that's two of Mel Dean's old clubs, Sale and Quinn's. Yeah. You obviously, first pro club was Sale, early 2000s. What was that experience like? What was the initiation like? Because that used to be a bit of a dirty northern club.
No, my first actual professional contract was at Richmond when Craig Quinnell and Scott Quinnell and Ben Clark and Bishop. That was that in 96 was when I started playing in Richmond professional. But Sale was terrific. I loved that. I loved playing because I played in Sale when Jason Robinson and Apollo Perlini came across from rugby league.
Ugh.
And I was in that first game that Jason and Apollo played against. I think it was a cup game. I think it was maybe Bedford or Coventry or something. But the winger that was against Jason died 14 into the back of his hair. Right, get this. So Jason would see the number in his head when he was scoring a try past him.
Jesus, that's quite
expensive. That's actually a good look. I might get that. That's a good look. I just wonder what I'd get in the back of my forehead. Probably just, yeah, my salary.
Jason scored that game. Your man didn't score. But yeah, that was a great time to be at the club. Charlie Hodgson, Brian Redpath was 9, Charlie Hodgson 10, Josh Baxendale outside me, Cueto, Hanley, and Jason Robinson at 15.
I mean, obviously you started your professional career pre the sport going professional, essentially. I mean, on the sort of divide 96-97. But what were the initiations like? Because obviously you played Richmond, you played Connacht, you played Sale, you played Harlequins. Harlequins, you with the fun bus. I mean, apparently the biggest drinker to ever walk the planet, let alone play the game. just give us an idea of what was in store for you. What was the nastiest thing you had to do?
Because I don't drink, I never ever did any of those things. And they go, what do you mean you don't drink? He never drank and he did the initiation, which was, I don't know, 10 pints and then 5 shots and then you get sick in a bag and then you stick it on top of your head. I don't drink. Yeah, everybody does the initiation. I said, I don't drink. He doesn't drink. This lad doesn't drink. And I play and I mow people on the park. You know what I mean? I love playing.
How come you never drank?
My dad managed pubs. He never drank either. And I used to see my dad jump out of the car and level people. And dad didn't need to be drunk. And I had to start a bit of red mist when I was a young fella. That's why rugby was really good for me, anger-wise. I take out my anger on playing and running hard and hitting people hard, and that rather than I felt if I lost control, which I did an odd time playing rugby, if I saw red, I didn't give a shit what was going on. I remember I played for Brunel versus St. Mary's 1 year, and a fella ushered me into touch and shoved me. And there's like, if you know, there's a little barrier, concrete in. Mm. And I jumped over the barrier and landed on the road, concrete road. And I did a little tumble roll because I did judo as a youngster. And I got to my feet and thought, oh my God, he could have killed me. So I'm going to kill him. So I jumped over the fence, like plowed into him. Bearing in mind, this is a real local derby. So it's surrounded by students, literally surrounded by students. I didn't give a shite. I saw, and the referee went, red card to him for dangerous play, red card to me for for retaliation. I was like, yeah, I don't care. So they're separating us. We walk. It was terrible. The cringe of it now when I even think of it. I took off my top and I threw it down right by the try line to fight. Your man to fight on the try line, and everyone in the whole place went, yes, it was one of those. And I was like, and now I go, no, cringe, I can't believe I did it. But oh God, it was terrible at the time. But they were saying, telling him, you better leave, because he's going, because I was kicking the trees and everything. I just lost the plot, massively embarrassed, was suspended for a short amount of time because of that. But,
Jeez.
That was so better. I don't drink than
I think that's out. That's a good reason not to drink.
But I like your style, Mel. I like your style. That's how how I've done it in Infernos. On the odd occasion, a hockey guy's got in. I've had enough. I see the red mist. Top comes off. It's already off because I'm dancing, and then I just get it and I put it. I say, right, you and me, buddy, right now, mano o mano. They should.
But actually, I said to Jamie that I was on this today. And he said, I said, Clap, he said, Infernos. I said, he said, he talks about Infernos. I said, yeah, he does. He said, I got my nose broken the last time in Infernos. A fellow went bang and hit Jamie with his head. And Jamie was like, but they really looked after me. He said, the doorman, you'd expect them just to kick me out. But they looked after me and all that kind of stuff in Infernos. But Infernos broke his nose in Infernos.
Is that Jamie Dornan?
Yeah.
Yeah, he told me that actually when I once met him. You know, the interesting thing is, on the 15th of December, you know, me, Mel, Foxy, and other names will be going to Infernos. And we're going for the big night, yeah.
Clapham.
Who's fighting in that?
No one's fighting. We're going out in Clapham.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
We're not. I thought you meant the big night.
No. It's a big night.
Oh, sorry. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. You're not.
Out. Out, and we're not allowed to have our slippers on and carry a sliced pan, isn't it?
We're going full hog. I'm getting loose. In fact, you might see me throw my t-shirt on the ground and have it out with a few people, Mel. Luckily, okay, you'll be there with your sober head on saying, listen, don't bother, this guy's in great shape. I've cycled to them, don't bother.
My nickname with my pals that I used to go to school with is Robo Twat. Because when I'm out, because I'm so used to being in the bar, the pub game, if there's a bit of, I can spot an arsehole a mile away, and if there's any trouble or anything, it's always me that ends up kind of trying to sort it out.
Commercial break.
Hey guys, happy silly season. And just a quick one to say that those incredible Lash Bear, essentially Ralph Lauren Bears, with the Clapham Falcons signature designs on, are now back available. All you have to do is click the link in the bio. They're £25. The perfect gift for yourself if you love anything to do with the Falcons, or if you just love being an absolute legend, or if you want to buy a friend, a family, a sister, a loved one, a lovely little Christmas present, then click the link in the bio and get hold of a limited edition Clapham Falcon Lash Bear now. You're welcome, and happy silly season.
Who in your career have you played with? Have you saved the most? Repetitive offender of getting it wrong on a night out. Who have you saved the lives of?
Actually, do you know, it's a good one. There's one pal who I used to play at Wasps with as a youngster. I was at Wasps 16 to 21. And Eiki, one lad, he was introducing me to some fella. And he said, just Simon, this guy Simon, God love him. His teeth didn't look the best, but Eiki would say anything. And he said, Simon, this is Mel Simon. And as you can see, Mel Simon bought his teeth in Macros in about 1980. Right? I was like, this is the kickoff. And he said, no, Simon, turn around. Show me your tattoo. Show me your... And as he was just pulling up the jersey, he said, show me your shit tattoo. Right. And this guy had a shell in the middle of his back. It's like the most bizarre tattoo ever. But he said, because it always reminds me of you, Mel, because when we were on tour in Dublin, needless to say, we were on tour in Dublin, and I was playing for Wasps against... an Irish team at the time. I can't remember what Dublin team it was. But we're in the huddle like this, and all the Waspies boys are going, these Irish wankers, they're going to get it. And they're going to, and then I can hear over there, these fucking English, yeah, over there. I'm like in the middle of it. but when, so at that evening when they're out, the boys were all pissed. And they went, Mel, we're getting a tattoo. Come on, we're getting a tattoo. I said, I'm not getting a tattoo, lads. We're getting a tattoo of a wasp on our arses. Lads, you're not. We are. We're not. And they're in the tattoo bit. Let's get it. I said, lads, don't do it. You'll regret it. And they were like, Mel, we are doing this. I said, well, you haven't got your money. And they was like, yeah, where? And they both of them took out the wallets like this. And I went, boom. And I took the wallets, ran out the door. And the two of them stood there and went, they never got the tattoos.
Rightly so.
I've had a similar thing where a guy took my wallet, but he never came back.
No, you've got some awful, awful tattoos.
That was in Clapham North. It is dodgy.
From your gap years,
I've got a couple of I've got a couple of Maori tattoos, but that's just because it's a good look when you play rugby.
Have you got the like traditional ones on your quads? They are something else.
Yeah, I've got to say, I'm not a big fan of leg tattoos. I find them a bit suspect, leg tattoos. You can always tell a bad bloke by where he gets his tattoo. But no, I've got Maori just down my shoulder.
Have you really?
Yeah.
I didn't see them.
No, well, I didn't want to make you feel inadequate. I liked you a lot on the trip. I didn't want to get my arms out. That's why I always wore lycra.
You don't really show them off for rugby, don't you?
I only really get naked. I'd actually really weird thing for me. I told someone this the other day and they found it a bit odd. I only get naked in front of the rugby guys. Even at home, I shower in swim shorts.
You know, one of the lads that used to go, they used to train or bus surf. You know, they'd only hold on to the bus bits and they'd and their bits would be hanging down. I'd be like, that's what is the point in that? But it's such a rugby thing.
No, I just saying about it. I like being, and actually, when we're on tour, if I'm sleeping in a bed with any of the boys, I'm naked, but at home, full pajamas. I don't know what it is. I think it just gets me going.
Well, talking about being on tour, Mel, obviously you played for some wonderful clubs and had some great moments, but going on tour with Ireland to New Zealand alongside some absolute legends must have been just wonderful. How was that? You know, what were your sort of best memories of that tour?
Well, I played in the warm-up game against that divisional 15, the Maori 15, and Keith Wood was the captain on that one, and he does a good captain speech before you play. Enjoyed that and played with Dricko. I enjoyed it, but it was funny because it seems like the girls out in New Zealand know about drift defences, which is, I mean, what? that's not knowledgeable those people are about the rugby and how much it is embedded in their in the New Zealand psyche, you know what I mean? But it was a great time. I loved it. Great fun.
Well, you know, both you and Archie, it's coming to Christmas. You're both really good looking, really successful single men living in Southwest London. Have you thought, I know you've got the big one coming up on the 16th of December.
15th.
But have you thought about...
It's in my diary.
Have you thought about teaming up together, just doing a couple of like, you know, you sort my back, I'll sort your kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it's saying that, I'm writing a book and I'm getting Mel to help put some nuggets in. He's going to write the fitness chapter and, you know, a few things like that. Yeah.
But what about dating?
We could go well, funny enough, you know, there was there, you know, that could happen. We'll see on the 15th. The thing is, I'm a lone wolf when it comes to dating, you know. I like to just go out by myself, like quite literally. I like to just wander the parks and of the common at night time.
You like to wander in the park
in a non-creepy way.
Yeah I like to walk around the common just approaching girls. Some people find that. I have had some weird remarks, but for me, that's Sunday night when it's dark, about 4 p.m. If you're out and about just talking to girls, it's a good way to meet them.
What about the Vauxhall Spa Day? One of those?
We could actually. If you fancy it, I've got a follower who runs a Vauxhall in Vauxhall, has a spa. It's called the Chariot. What's it called?
Chariots.
Chariots in Vauxhall. Men only. So it's just the boys, and we have a day out of the spa.
You've been a couple of times, haven't you?
I've been a few times, and it's wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah.
They get deep in the massage. I mean, the massage just get, you know.
But you don't have to pay for it.
No. But they do this thing called a clonic irrigation, but they don't use the tube. The guy uses his hands, and he just gets it out. But you feel amazing.
$1 million.
You feel amazing after it. It cups his hands and he gets in there. He has to give you something that loosens your asshole. But what he does is he gives you this sort of smelling salt and that opens your asshole, and then he asks you to for your bottom to do a burp, and as it burps he just gets in there and pulls it out, and there's a lot of waste in there. Oh, so yeah,
Jesus Christ.
Let me know, Mel, if you want to go before the 15th. Feel.
I'm fucking busy. busy.
Mel, you've been wonderful. You've had some incredible memories in both rugby and obviously training now, and also the Kenny Logan M&D ride. But of all the great nights you've had, and I know you're not drinking, but you're loving the crack, and you know you can tell you love it. What is the best night you've ever had? Something outrageous happens. You're shocked, but you're loving it.
Well, ones that you could tell a story about. I remember one lad that I was in Sale, and I couldn't believe it happened, but it happened. He was holding on to a pint as we were chatting, and he was getting a little bit tipsy, needless to say. And as you were talking, the arse fell out of the pint. It literally just went whoop, bang, onto the ground. And he was holding the top part of the pint. I know this is... That can't have happened. I know if it happened. And then he went, I don't believe that. And so he went over and he was a bit pissed at this stage. And he went, excuse me, the arse fell out of the pint. Can we get a new pint? And she was like, no. Yeah, but the arse fell out of the pint. And she went, no. And then she went, doorman, over. These massive units came over to take out. Rob Appleyard was his name. And he was a Welsh flanker, I'd say. And he said, and then they started to usher him out. And he's looking back at me, been dragged out, as if, Mel, what the hell is going on here? And it's like his body's gone ahead of him, and his head, his left back like that. I was like, Apples, I better go with him. So I start walking out with him. I grab a jumper or whatever, and we're walking out. And he's like, Mel, they're putting me out. They're putting me out. I said, so don't worry about it. Come on, we'll go home anyway. You've had enough. Come on. So this is the robot rat shit. You know what I mean? That's because I'm sober. I said, we're all right. That's not Mel. And they're now starting to, and now he's getting, hey, because he's a bit of a lump as well. We get outside and he said, Mel, yeah, they're putting me out there. And I could see him like turning, you know, when the face goes like this. And he went, yeah. And he squared up to your man. He went, yeah, you're putting me out. Yeah, you're staying out. And then Appleyard went with this wind up that you would have seen coming from 2 miles away. he starts, and then the bouncer standing there, stone cold sober, just pulls his head back and it like skims across his face. And the bouncer went left hook, bang, straight Night down onto the concrete. Okay, he walked into the punch, straight into the punch. He was out. His head hit the concrete, okay? Boom. And so I said, get back. I was looking after Apples or whatever. And then within 2 minutes, the lads started to come out. There were other players that were coming out. Apparently, 3 or 4 bouncers beat him up. Did you hear that? That's what I heard. You know, all this bullshit that was made from nothing. I said, no, forget it. He pulled on the bouncer, got knocked out. He pulled on the bouncer, got knocked out. And then everyone was like, no, I heard. Anyway, Apples rings me the next day and we get him home, get him in a cab, all that jazz. He said, Mel, was I beaten up by a rake of bouncers? Is that what happened? No. Apples, you were knocked absolutely sideways by a bouncer because you pulled on him totally out of order. And he was like, there's a silence on the end of the phone. You're not the best person to ring, Mel, after a night out, right? <Ryan. laughs> It's not, people don't like speaking to me after a night out unless it's gone swimmingly, because I tell them exactly what's happened, you know what I mean?
Well, we look forward to hearing what you're saying the night after.
I'll call you on the 16th when I'm wandering the common at night.
Archie, I'll look after you. I won't let you get in trouble, big dog.
Does he have jet, or does he have no jet? Does he have jet, or does he have no jet? Does he have jet, or does he have no jet?
Gonna
ask those questions now.
Richard Wigglesworth.
Yeah, chat.
Kenny Logan.
No, chat.
Jason Leonard.
Chat.
Ugo Monier.
Chat, very funny.
Will Greenwood.
No, chat.
Ronan O'Gara.
Serious, but has a bit of chat.
Brian O'Driscoll.
Good chat.
Peter Stringer.
Chat.
Keith Wood.
No, Chad.
And finally, Alex Sanderson.
Yeah, Chad, yes, Chad. Good man.
Well, Mel, like you've Alex. Had a lot of chat. Archie's looking forward to seeing you on the 15th.
Thank you very much, Mel. I appreciate it a lot.
Boys, great to see you, and we'll see you soon.
What a legend.
Yeah.
I'm jealous you got to spend 3 or 4 days with him.
After that interview, probably 10 fire emojis.
Intense, but great.
Yeah, he's brilliant. I really, really enjoy Mal. He's in bloody good shape as well, and he looks after famous people.
And next week, you're getting out on the piss with him.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
There's a few of us A-listers going out.
Well, yeah.
Probably won't mingle too much with the civilians.
Yeah.
Just don't like, I find it a bit Sibby's embarrassing.
Won't be there,
anyone
though,
with 10,000 followers or less, I just get a bit like weird out. I'm finding a bit of a struggle in the office. There's not many big people. There's one girl who's got like 15,000. To be fair,
what'd she do?
Just really raunchy photos, that or just photos of her.
Okay.
Just continually.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's her food, but mainly her in different locations looking pretty glam.
Okay, cool.
Bloody good content.
Yeah.
All right, for me, she showed lots more. I keep going up to her and telling her, look, you know, I reckon I can help.
Well, you don't want to give your POA.
I wish I could. For me, that's... Can you write that down? 2024, sure. I want to do more swimwear, like photos on Instagram.
What, the male lingerie? Okay.
No, like, like swim shorts, budgie smugglers, or bikini. Whatever, okay. Either one. Like, I just want to do more like kind of sexy stuff. I think I cater too much to like just your average Instagram people. I want to be more sexy. Can you write that down?
Yeah, and be I'm more just gonna, sexy 2024.
And I'm going to put a team together of just seeing what I can do. I'm going to do more sexy shoots.
What's your most embarrassing Christmas party tale? I heard you were fucking your boss. I heard you were being vomited on. I heard you were doing cocaine in the rain. And then you flew to Spain, lost your job, never to work again. Again.
So, Archie, you asked for it. You said, I've loved the last couple of weeks of Clubhouse Stories, but now we're in silly season. Is there any chance with the Christmas parties upon us that we can have a new section where listeners write in and tell us about times they or colleagues of theirs have shamed themselves at Christmas parties?
Are you ready for it? I'm really looking forward to it, mate. Can I just quickly, before we do it, can we just do a few more buttons? Because this is going to be...
That's seriously good chat.
Another one.
So Archie, let's start off with a certain Mark Duncan, huge fan of yours, 27 and a corporate lawyer.
Oh, Dunky. I wouldn't call him Mark. That is a horrible name.
No, just Dunky.
It's spelled with a K, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite common. But Dunky, mate, I love corporate lawyers. I've got a couple of friends that are corporate lawyers and they're all bloody good.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah. One of my mates who's a corporate lawyer always telling me that his day rate's going up. It's bloody good chat.
So let's see what he says. He says, last year was my first Christmas party as an actual lawyer for a huge firm.
Yeah.
But I was really new and junior, so keen not to embarrass myself.
Yeah, and that is key. You don't want to push the boat too far. You know, you've got to know your surroundings and the people there. That's a real tip, actually.
Well, you said last week you actually use it as an opportunity to blackmail people, a bit like you did earlier.
Yeah. I let other people and encourage other people to get really loose, so that they embarrass themselves and I can then use that against them.
And get promoted. Yeah. Very clever.
You can see blackmail is the forefront of what I do business-wise.
It's quite scary. It was a free bar and I managed to not get too hammered though.
Hold on. Free bar?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Man, I've been to a few free bars in my time.
Have you?
Yeah. I don't always say the same thing. I say like, oh, good luck. It won't be free once I've done with it. and people do laugh about that when I say it. Carry on then.
Okay. It was a free
It's quite a funny joke though.
Yeah, it's okay.
You can write that down. You can use it. If you go to a free bar, feel free to use
okay. It was a free bar and I managed to not get too hammered, though my boss did. She got so drunk.
What? His boss is a she?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a twist in the story.
Yeah,
love that. When I think boss, I think man. So that's completely got me. Wow, this could be a film. This is a real twist.
She got so drunk, she was running around pinching people, and it got to the stage where the big dogs told me to take her home.
Oh wow, she's pinching people. That's actually quite funny. If you pinch people in the back of their arm.
Yeah,
that's quite, I do that quite sometimes with the rugby boys. If we're just like waiting around, I just get people behind the it's quite a good chat.
Okay.
Not annoying at all.
No, it's not at all.
Like, some people would think you're an absolute dickhead if you did that, but no, that's not at all. It's really good banter.
So the big dogs told me to take her home. When I asked her where her home was, she wouldn't tell me because she wanted to go back to mine and sleep with me.
Oh yes, please. Yeah, I imagine if I had a female boss, she'd probably want to do the same.
After 20 minutes with an increasingly angry taxi driver waiting for an address, I agreed to take her to mine and that she'd have to sleep in the sofa bed.
Oh, that's disappointing. He must be not doing very well because he hasn't got a spare room. Sofa bed. Oh God, poor guy. He's a corporate lawyer. He is junior though, isn't he? So probably
he
low basic.
Only 27.
Low basic, yeah.
On the way back, she tried to kiss me and I backed away. And then she vomited all over the taxi and myself and my hired suit.
Do we know if that was a boarding school blowjob or just like actual...
I think it was just like she had no
real
control.
Real chunder.
I had to pay £100 damages.
Oh no, that's sad because he hasn't got a spare room.
No.
Now he's £100 down. Oh, poor guy.
Then when I got home...
Putney though, you just think you'd do it for the banter like Shaggy's boss.
Then when I got home, I had to...
Probably plays hockey.
Then when I got home, I held her hair back as she vomited into the bar for ages. I tucked her into bed, really worried as to how embarrassed she'd be the next day.
This guy is a do-gooder, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, really nice guy. But it whiffs of hockey boy in Putney.
The next
we know where he lives.
Possibly southwest.
Putney.
Yeah, Putney.
Putney.
The next morning I woke up and she'd gone, but she'd shat herself on the sofa bed.
Oh my goodness.
When I got into work, she'd moved to offices on a different floor. And if I see her again, I'll die.
He is a gentleman, but he's been walked over. And that's why you won't do well in the corporate world. You can't allow people to walk over you, man or woman.
Yeah.
You know?
Just make sure.
So I think if that was me, I would have slept with her.
Well, Archie, First week of silly season done. Another week upon us. It's been wonderful to see you, sir. And
we wish you a silly season.
We wish you a silly season.
And lash in your mouth.
Have you sorted out any Christmas presents for your daughter?
I got her some really nice cufflinks that she'll be able to wear eventually, I think, when she's in the city. A little signet ring.
Right.
And then a tiny, tiny little kettlebell. And I've always got some golf lessons, but I don't think she can use those till she's about six. But yeah. I've got a good deal.
Okay. Well, talking about Christmas presents, guys, don't forget to click on the links below because you can get all these wonderful sponsors of ours, AG1 and also More Lash. You can get hold of some Lash for...
I would finally say, and finish the pod by saying, like, Christmas is about the three Fs. You know, forget, forgiveness, and FX. And there's no better present, you know, to give to someone to make amends then More Lash, the gift of chat. And you can use the code RIGBIZ15 and get 15% off.
15%
and
off.
And it is high quality lager. It tastes just like a Rolex.
It is. New flavor.
So why not give the gift of chat?
Well, give the gift of chat.
To finish the pod.
Give the gift of chat. Click on the links below and get the present.
That was an advert. I just advertised.
Felt seamless.
But it felt natural.
Yeah.
And that's what people want to hear. Fred, it's been a pleasure. This has been very much like a lot of my meetings in silly season, consistent, concise, and cutting edge.
Good, man. Well, I'll see you next week. Lashwell.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Oh my God, that's James Haskell. Come on, everybody. It's Christmas time. It's time to lash. That's Jeremy Irvine from Hollywood. It's Jim Hamilton from the Rugby Pod. Uh-huh. Oh, my LinkedIn profile is going to go way up in the morning. This is so good. My dad is going to be so proud. Happy Christmas, everybody. This is probably the happiest I've ever been. No, I have had some pretty good nights in Inferno. You can even get lashed even if you don't drink. Just get a non-alcoholic beer. C.H.A.T. Come and get steamboated with me. All four restart rugby. I didn't make that up. I should have been a musician, actually. Probably better being in the city. But I don't even know. How does this song end? This is so good. I just make you stop. This is so much fun. I don't want to leave here. This is amazing. Does anyone see Danny Kerr? That is amazing. Woo! I'm gonna get some cheekers.
Six months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Tantandia products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.